looking at ways to be more profitable. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Jed Bauer is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer producer from Washington Courthouse, Ohio, and he says that's one of his number one goals. How can we be more profitable in 2026?
Immediately, what comes to the top is farmer profitability. You know, we all understand that there's ups and downs in agriculture. Many of us have dealt with it numerous times throughout our careers. So to me personally, that comes right to the top. Now, obviously, there's a few ways to deal with that, and national corn growers are primed and ready to do it. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about for years is increasing that demand to ethanol from an E10 blend up to an E15 blend. Of course, as you're hearing, we really hope the leader brings that out this week. Senate leader, I speak of, we're really getting some good traction on that. It's a shame we've been battling it for over a decade, and the farms have to get in the situation that they're in order for Congress to realize the importance of getting this done.
E15 and ethanol are getting a big push from members of Congress, the USDA, and the president himself.
For farmers, consumers, and refiners, including small and mid-sized refiners, in other words, to get E15 approved, and they're working on it. They're very close to getting it done, so I just wanted to let you know that. I will sign it without delay, okay?
And Bauer reiterated the importance of E15, ethanol, and our value-added products.
What a lot of growers might not know is so every percent point we raise that blend from an E10 up, every point is about 450 million bushels of grind. So if we truly can get to the E15, which unfortunately won't happen overnight, it'll take a little while to build that up, that's going to be additional 2.5 billion bushels of grind.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.